This is the listening part of the Final Examination 2015, Level A2 and A2 Plus for schools in Lower Saxony. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check the answers. Write your answers on the paper. You must not speak during the test. Now look at part one. There are seven questions in this part. You will hear seven short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. For each question, there are three pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Which instrument does the girl play?
Would you like to come to the school concert tomorrow evening, Auntie Jane?
Are you playing the cello?
No, you know I don't play the cello. I've never played the cello.
So what do you play? Didn't you play the flute years ago?
No, Auntie. I play the saxophone. I really enjoy playing in the band. Do come, please.
The third picture is correct, so there is a tick in box C. Look at the three pictures from question one now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Which present does Maggie get for her birthday?
So, it's Maggie's birthday next week. Do you have any ideas for a present?
Well, she loves this band, the Hot Shots. So, we could buy their new CD.
She's already got that. We have to come up with something else. What about a new helmet for skating?
Well, that's a good idea. But helmets are very expensive, you know. Why don't we get her a free ticket or something?
Yeah, for the cinema.
Good idea.
Now listen again.
So, it's Maggie's birthday next week. Do you have any ideas for a present?
Well, she loves this band, the Hot Shots. So, we could buy their new CD.
She's already got that. We have to come up with something else. What about a new helmet for skating?
Well, that's a good idea. But helmets are very expensive, you know. Why don't we get her a free ticket or something?
Yeah. For the cinema.
Good idea.
Two. What's the girl's favourite subject?
Hi, we are doing a survey for our school magazine. What is your favourite subject?
That's difficult. Last year I really liked maths, but our new teacher is very strict, so that's not it. I like both English and science, but at the moment I'd say it has to be science, because we are doing some very exciting experiments, and the lessons are always fun.
Now listen again.
Hi, we are doing a survey for our school magazine. What is your favourite subject?
That's difficult. Last year I really liked maths, but our new teacher is very strict, so that's not it. I like both English and science, but at the moment I'd say it has to be science, because we are doing some very exciting experiments, and the lessons are always fun.
Three. What does the woman order?
Are you ready to order?
Yes, I think so. What's the soup of the day, please?
It's cream of cauliflower.
Ah, well, perhaps I'll take the mixed salad.
And your main course?
I'll have the fish, please.
And what would you like to drink?
Do you have tomato juice?
No, I'm sorry, we don't.
I'll have a mineral water then, please.
Now listen again.
Are you ready to order?
Yes, I think so. What's the soup of the day, please?
It's cream of cauliflower.
Ah, well, perhaps I'll take the mixed salad.
And your main course?
I'll have the fish, please.
And what would you like to drink?
Do you have tomato juice?
No, I'm sorry, we don't.
I'll have a mineral water then, please.
Four. What did the girl buy?
Did you plan on getting anything special to eat for our party tonight?
Well, I wanted to make a tropical fruit salad, but I couldn't get any pineapple. They didn't look fresh anymore.
That's a pity. Did you get anything else instead?
I bought some strawberries to do chocolate-dipped strawberries, but I'm afraid I forgot the chocolate, so we'll have to have strawberries and cream.
Oh, I've got a lot of chocolate at home. I can bring some.
Now listen again.
Did you plan on getting anything special to eat for our party tonight?
Well, I wanted to make a tropical fruit salad, but I couldn't get any pineapple. They didn't look fresh anymore.
That's a pity. Did you get anything else instead?
I bought some strawberries to do chocolate-dipped strawberries, but I'm afraid I forgot the chocolate, so we'll have to have strawberries and cream.
Oh, I've got a lot of chocolate at home. I can bring some.
Five. How did the boy get home?
It's 8 o'clock already. I've been waiting for you since 6. Why are you so late?
You're lucky that I'm here at all. The bus was in an accident.
What? Did anything happen to you?
No. But I was lucky I missed the bus, so I had to walk because I didn't have the money for a taxi.
Now listen again.
It's 8 o'clock already. I've been waiting for you since 6. Why are you so late?
You're lucky that I'm here at all. The bus was in an accident.
What? Did anything happen to you?
No. But I was lucky I missed the bus, so I had to walk because I didn't have the money for a taxi.
Six. What does Julia's new friend look like?
I met a really nice boy at my sports club yesterday.
Oh, really? What's he like?
Well, he's in the 10th grade at Hampton School. He's quite tall and he's got a nice smile. He isn't very slim, but he has lovely dark hair and brown eyes. And I think he's really sweet.
He sounds nice. Are you meeting him again?
Now listen again.
I met a really nice boy at my sports club yesterday.
Oh, really? What's he like?
Well, he's in the 10th grade at Hampton School. He's quite tall and he's got a nice smile. He isn't very slim, but he has lovely dark hair and brown eyes. And I think he's really sweet.
He sounds nice. Are you meeting him again?
Seven. Which of these boys is Pete?
Why isn't Pete here today?
Well, his mum couldn't drive him, and he can't cycle at the moment.
Why is that?
Well, you know he hurt his leg at football training a few days ago.
Oh, I see. Is it broken?
No, but because he couldn't walk properly, he tripped and fell over.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he was taken to hospital, and guess what? His arm was broken.
Now listen again.
Why isn't Pete here today?
Well, his mum couldn't drive him, and he can't cycle at the moment.
Why is that?
Well, you know he hurt his leg at football training a few days ago.
Oh, I see. Is it broken?
No, But because he couldn't walk properly, he tripped and fell over.
Oh dear.
Yeah, he was taken to hospital, and guess what? His arm was broken.
This is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 14. You will hear two students, John and Lisa, talking about their holidays. For questions 8 to 14, tick the correct box A, B or C. The first question is an example. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
I'll be so happy when school is finally over.
So true. You've got plans for the summer holidays?
Oh yeah. I'm going to Greece first and then Barcelona. That is going to be so cool.
Lucky you. My parents don't like going abroad. We're staying in England, just like every year.
Well, I'm going to Barcelona with my friends. It's a teen-only holiday.
Really?
Yeah, my parents finally agreed to it this year. Last year, I wasn't allowed to. They said my marks at school were okay, but I was too young.
I didn't know you were allowed to go abroad without your parents.
That's no problem. You only need your parents' okay. And a passport, of course. My parents also said that I must take my mobile and phone them every evening. They also insist on taking me to the airport. You know parents.
So, are you staying in a hotel?
Not really. There is a resort where there are no adults. It's just outside Barcelona.
I'm so jealous. We're going camping on the Isle of Wight. My brother isn't joining us, but at least my best friend is coming along.
So it's not too bad.
Yeah. But what are you planning to do in Barcelona? I've heard so much about it.
Just lying on the beach, shopping in the markets and sightseeing, of course.
Ah, yeah. That's my plan for the Isle of Wight. Not the sightseeing, though.
Ha! You could count sheep. How long are you staying there?
Just a week. How about your two trips?
Well, Greece is going to be 10 days, so we're coming back on a Wednesday. Then I'm leaving for Barcelona on the next Saturday, staying to the following Saturday.
Sounds great. But I think I've got to go now. Bye.
See you later.
Now listen again.
I'll be so happy when school is finally over.
So true. You've got plans for the summer holidays?
Oh yeah. I'm going to Greece first and then Barcelona. That is going to be so cool.
Lucky you. My parents don't like going abroad. We're staying in England, just like every year.
Well, I'm going to Barcelona with my friends. It's a teen-only holiday.
Really?
Yeah. My parents finally agreed to it this year. Last year, I wasn't allowed to. They said my marks at school were okay, but I was too young.
I didn't know you were allowed to go abroad without your parents.
That's no problem. You only need your parents' okay. And a passport, of course. My parents also said that I must take my mobile and phone them every evening. They also insist on taking me to the airport. You know parents.
So, are you staying in a hotel?
Not really. There is a resort where there are no adults. It's just outside Barcelona.
I'm so jealous. We're going camping on the Isle of Wight. My brother isn't joining us, but at least my best friend is coming along.
So it's not too bad.
Yeah. But what are you planning to do in Barcelona? I've heard so much about it.
Just lying on the beach, shopping in the markets, and sightseeing, of course.
Ah, yeah. That's my plan for the Isle of Wight. Not the sightseeing, though.
Ha! You could count sheep. How long are you staying there?
Just a week. How about your two trips?
Well, Greece is going to be 10 days, so we're coming back on a Wednesday. Then I'm leaving for Barcelona on the next Saturday, staying to the following Saturday.
Sounds great. But I think I've got to go now. Bye!
See you later!
This is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 15 to 20. You will hear a report about the British Museum. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
The British Museum in London had its most successful year in 2013. More than 6.7 million visitors passed through its doors. When the museum first opened to the public in 1759, only about 75 people a day visited it. The British Museum has many exhibitions about human history and culture. It has about 13 million objects from all over the world, including the Elgin marbles from Greece and the Rosetta Stone from Egypt. When the museum first opened, they only had 71,000 objects, like printed books, stuffed animals, birds and insects. The biggest attraction in 2013 was an exhibition about Pompeii and Herculaneum, two towns which were destroyed by the volcano Vesuvius in the year 79 AD. It was called Life and Death in Pompeii and ran from January to August. It was the most successful exhibition the museum has ever had. The director, Alan Wilkinson, said he was very pleased that so many people were interested enough to come. He told reporters that there were some important changes last year. Many new objects were sent to the museum to be presented in exhibitions. He also said that the new website meant more young people decided to visit after they had seen on the internet what the museum had to offer. Mr. Wilkinson added, "This really is a museum with a worldwide audience."
Now listen again.
The British Museum in London had its most successful year in 2013. More than 6.7 million visitors passed through its doors. When the museum first opened to the public in 1759, only about 75 people a day visited it. The British Museum has many exhibitions about human history and culture. It has about 13 million objects from all over the world, including the Elgin marbles from Greece and the Rosetta Stone from Egypt. When the museum first opened, they only had 71,000 objects, like printed books, stuffed animals, birds and insects. The biggest attraction in 2013 was an exhibition about Pompeii and Herculaneum, two towns which were destroyed by the volcano Vesuvius in the year 79 AD. It was called Life and Death in Pompeii and ran from January to August. It was the most successful exhibition the museum has ever had. The director, Alan Wilkinson, said he was very pleased that so many people were interested enough to come. He told reporters that there were some important changes last year. Many new objects were sent to the museum to be presented in exhibitions. He also said that the new website meant more young people decided to visit after they had seen on the internet what the museum had to offer. Mr. Wilkinson added, "This really is a museum with a worldwide audience."
This is the end of part three. Now turn to part four, questions 20 to 25. You will hear a school radio interview between Ben and Jessica about binge drinking. Listen and answer questions 20 to 25. For questions 20 to 25, decide whether each sentence is true or false. Put a tick in the correct box, true or false. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part four. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, Jessica. Good to have you on the programme today.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me here.
Last week, we had a project week on drugs here at our school. Which project did you choose?
My first choice was a project with former drug addicts, but that course filled up quickly and so I didn't get in. Instead, I did a project on binge drinking.
Could you explain exactly what binge drinking is?
Well, you meet your friends and try to get drunk as fast as possible. This is called binge drinking, or drink until you drop.
What did you do in the project?
We did a survey among students between 12 and 16 on their drinking habits. For example, our first question was, how old were you when you drank alcohol for the very first time? We also tried to find out why especially teenagers drink so much.
And what did you find out?
We got many different answers. Some students only wanted to try out what it feels like to be drunk. Others said that they wanted to have fun with their friends and didn't really think about it. However, we also found out that stress or problems at school are reasons for binge drinking. Surprisingly, nobody gave peer pressure as a reason. I always thought that nobody wanted to be an outsider among drinking friends.
I'm surprised too, Jessica. Well, did you talk about the dangers of binge drinking?
Oh, no, we didn't, and we didn't want to. We tried to concentrate on the reasons for drinking and not the risks. We thought, if you understand why students drink, perhaps you can give them alternatives to drinking.
I see. And did you find any alternatives?
Oh, yes, we did. At least we've got some ideas. If you want to have fun with your friends, you can always do sports together. And there should be less stress at school. It also helps a lot if students have someone at school to talk to who they can trust.
Is that the most important aspect?
You can't really say that because it's different for everybody. But it's always good to be self-confident and to know what you want. And this is what older people have to realise when they talk to us. Make us strong and don't punish us.
That's a good statement to finish our interview. I hope many adults will listen to this programme as well. Thanks for coming, Jessica. Bye.
Bye.
Now listen again.
Hello, Jessica. Good to have you on the programme today.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me here.
Last week, We had a project week on drugs here at our school. Which project did you choose?
My first choice was a project with former drug addicts, but that course filled up quickly and so I didn't get in. Instead, I did a project on binge drinking.
Could you explain exactly what binge drinking is?
Well, you meet your friends and try to get drunk as fast as possible. This is called binge drinking, or drink until you drop.
What did you do in the project?
We did a survey among students between 12 and 16 on their drinking habits. For example, our first question was, how old were you when you drank alcohol for the very first time? We also tried to find out why especially teenagers drink so much.
And what did you find out?
We got many different answers. Some students only wanted to try out what it feels like to be drunk. Others said that they wanted to have fun with their friends and didn't really think about it. However, we also found out that stress or problems at school are reasons for binge drinking. Surprisingly, nobody gave peer pressure as a reason. I always thought that nobody wanted to be an outsider among drinking friends.
I'm surprised too, Jessica. Well, did you talk about the dangers of binge drinking?
Oh, no, we didn't, and we didn't want to. We tried to concentrate on the reasons for drinking and not the risks. We thought, if you understand why students drink, perhaps you can give them alternatives to drinking.
I see. And did you find any alternatives?
Oh, yes, we did. At least we've got some ideas. If you want to have fun with your friends, you can always do sports together. And there should be less stress at school. It also helps a lot if students have someone at school to talk to who they can trust.
Is that the most important aspect?
You can't really say that because it's different for everybody. But it's always good to be self-confident and to know what you want. And this is what older people have to realise when they talk to us. Make us strong and don't punish us.
That's a good statement to finish our interview. I hope many adults will listen to this programme as well. Thanks for coming, Jessica. Bye.
Bye.
This is the end of the listening part. Good luck for the rest of your examination.